It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Turn on the faucet, take a swig. How does it taste? Columbus, Wisconsin is making a splash as winner of this year's Great American Water Taste Test. Jake Tanner is lead water operator for Columbus Water Utilities. That's a community near Madison. Call in with a question. You can share comments about the taste of water, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Jake, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm doing well. So your city wins this gold in this year's taste test by the National Rural Water Association. What's your reaction to the win?
It was a big win for the utility and for the citizens of Columbus. Definitely was not expecting it. But after winning the Wisconsin Award last year in 2023, we moved on to the national awards, and it's definitely a big honor.
Okay, so you were moving on from a Wisconsin Award to a national field. Who was in this field? Who are you competing against?
So we compete against multiple different utilities in the state of Wisconsin. So I think last year there was right around 25 different cities that entered in last year for the Wisconsin one. So we won that, and then we sent it to Washington, D.C. this past February for the nationals, and that's competing against all of the winners from each 50 state. So it's thousands of different water samples that we had to beat out. Well, that every state had to beat, and then we beat all 50 states.
Why do you think you had it in you? Why enter the competition?
I think for the city of Columbus, we remove all of our iron in our water through an iron filter, and we also soften our water. And through the last couple of years of being the lead water operator here, I've tweaked our chemical addition and got it basically to the level that it needs to be, and we're not over chemical usage or addition, and where you don't smell it or taste it anymore, where that's a lot of problem in a lot of cities where you can, the balance of the chemicals is not right.
What makes your water taste good?
The removal of the iron, the softening, and then also we have our wells drilled right around 675 feet below ground, and we have a lot of limestone in our area, which is good for filtration.
Okay, so other than improving taste, what else are you adding or trying to remove while treating water?
So we remove the iron, of course, and then other metals that are in the water through our iron filter, and then we soften our water, which basically is a better tasting water and easier to like rinse your body off with shampoo and things like that.
Does that mean that your residents don't need to have water softeners in their homes?
Yeah, that's correct. So we completed a water meter changeout program, and we're in every single house. And I'd say maybe 5 to 7% of our customers have softeners in their house. So it's definitely a great benefit for our customers, softening our water.
So many communities around our state are grappling with toxic forever chemicals with PFAS. The State Department of Natural Resources has that map with over 60 sites that are contaminated. What is your utility doing to protect the water from PFAS?
So we obviously have a big containment and make sure there's nothing spilled around our wells. And then also we have to do testing every year for PFAS and all those chemicals, those forever chemicals. And we passed with no detection for the Wisconsin DNR one earlier this year. And then we also were selected for the EPA sampling, small community sampling across the United States, and we had a no detect there as well.
You know, certainly for this water tasting test, I mean, with PFAS, you can't smell, you can't taste, you can't, you know, these toxic forever chemicals, you know, you can't really detect them in the water that if you're drinking it. So you probably, for this judging, the judges weren't considering PFAS.
Nope. It was all about clarity, taste, and odor.
Isn't taste, though, highly subjective? I mean, is this, does one palate differ from the next?
Yeah, I would assume so. And I had the opportunity last week, actually, to be the guest judge for the Wisconsin water taste test again this year. And it's definitely a wide range of taste buds from each judge. But what I can say from the Wisconsin one is that it's five judges that are there, and they have a maximum of 30 points per sample that they're tasting. And then whoever wins with the most points is the winner.
So how do you cleanse your palate between samples?
We didn't do much, but I can definitely tell you there's a large difference in tasting water throughout the state of Wisconsin.
Jake Tanner is lead water operator for Columbus Water Utilities, award-winning water taste. And you can call in with a question or share your comments along the way at 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Dozens of communities nationwide, they vie for the distinction of having the best tasting water. Columbus, a city in south central Wisconsin, earns the top spot in the 25th annual contest put on by the National Rural Water Association. Call in with a question. You can share your thoughts about the taste of tap water. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Jake Tanner is here, lead water operator for Columbus Water Utilities. Jake, the state requires cities to use certain chemicals in their water treatment, like chlorine, an oxidizing agent. The DNR says the chemicals can filter out iron and lime and soda ash. How much latitude do you have? How much can utilities customize their water supply within state regulations?
So it's we have to add it, but there's set parameters on different chemicals that we do add for the levels that we have to maintain within our system. So each chemical is different, and you just can play with that range that they give you and try and find out which range is the best for your water, because each water is different for chemical addition.
You said you have done some tweaking there. Do you find that you have enough ability to affect taste and do what you really need to do to your water?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just a long waiting game, because obviously there's nothing immediate in the change. You got to basically flush out your whole system, get everything flushed out. So tweaking the chemicals, tweaking chlorine, just so you don't smell it when you turn your faucet on, is such a big thing. And it's a de big deterrent for customers when you open up your faucet and you smell chlorine. So I think we're at that point now where there's not much chlorine smell, but we're still effectively adding it and killing any bacteria that potentially could be in the system.
What about residents who are skeptical? Consumer Reports last year said Americans drink roughly 15 billion gallons of bottled water a year. What can municipalities do to get people drinking more tap water?
I think it's just the education part on bottled water. If you drive behind a grocery store or something, you just see pallets of bottled water sitting out in the direct sunlight. All that plastic is leaching right into your water, and there's not many regulations on bottled water. So when we have a lot more restrictions for utilities and city water, and we're closely monitored by the DNR, the EPA, I think it's much safer and a better water for yourself to drinking from the city.
Do you find that in your city there is significant trust in its tap water system?
I believe so, yeah. There's a lot of customers that enjoy our water, and obviously there's always negatives by certain people, but there's definitely a lot more positives.
What advice do you have for other municipalities who are hoping to improve the taste of their water?
I think the biggest is, like I said earlier, tweaking your chemicals and just getting that right range for your addition, so you're still effectively treating your water, but also having where you're not smelling or tasting it is such a big thing. And even like the iron filters that we have, they're such a vital thing to our water that filters out any iron and metals that iron is a very smelly like element. So once you have no iron in your water, it's almost virtually like there's no odor to it.
I wonder, do the private wells in your area have similar good tasting water?
I believe so. So the village of Fall River, which is just next to us, they've also won the Wisconsin taste test multiple years ago. So it's definitely something in this area that has some good water with all the limestone that we are sitting on top of.
So for the competition, how much sample water did you need to provide? Where did you draw it from? How does that work with your entry?
So for the Wisconsin one, all we need is a pint glass of water. We take it right from our break room kitchen faucet. So it's right in our system. They require it somewhere in your system. So we take it from our break room. And then the one that we sent out to Washington, D.C. was 2 half-gallons jugs of water. So we had to ship that out, package it up nicely, and make sure it got out to Washington, D.C.
How did you, what did you put it in? I would imagine not plastic.
Nope. So they actually for the National Raw Water taste test, they send us these very nice glass bottles that are engraved with Columbus Utilities, and each utility that is sending a sample in gets these, and then it's like pre-packaged. So then you just take the big glass bottles out and put it back in once you have it filled up, and it's all covered in foam and plastic, so nothing can break.
I imagine that glass bottle fills you with pride for your water.
Yeah, absolutely. Just being able to do this for our community, and it's such a great honor.
We're talking about tap water, drinking water. Jake Tanner with us, lead water operator for Columbus Water Utilities, a national award for good tasting water. Call in with a question along the way. Share your comments at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. So, Jake, last year the product testing company NSF found more than 90% of Americans use filters at home for their drinking water. How necessary are these at home filters for tap water?
It's really depends on each community and the water quality in that area. The biggest thing with filters is people don't realize you have to change out the filter. And once you break that, the lifespan of that filter, and if you don't change it out, you're actually going to be drinking a lot higher concentration of those chemicals or elements that are in the water, because you're basically taking all those extra chemicals that you removed in the filter, and you're going to actually put it back into the water once your filter life has passed.
Oh, so you're running them through a dirty filter. That doesn't help in any way.
Exactly. So if you change it out regularly, then it's a great thing for people.
Is there any tips that you have for people who would like to improve the taste of their tap water, make it taste more like Columbus?
I think it's depends on where you live, and if you can get one of those inline filters after your water meter in your basement, and those are always nice. But obviously, reverse osmosis, you can use that as well, but that's a pretty costly addition to your house.
For a water operator, is it easy to figure out what is causing poor taste in water?
No, yes and no, I guess. It's a lot of you can obviously find out the smells. Each chemical has a smell, and like elements in your water has smells, so you can figure that stuff out. But the taste, you can tweak things and things like that, but a lot of it comes from how you're pulling it out of the ground and what your water is being filtered through.
Christine in Milwaukee is here. Christine, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. You were kind of touching on the question I had a bit, but sometimes, it's obviously concerns. I think the consumer concern is not just with the water itself, but the what the water travels through, issues like with Flint, Michigan, that have been so tragic, and as well as with or just lead in the pipes or other issues that have come up over time. And
Christine, I have to jump in here because we're short on time. Can you respond there, Jake, to running tap water and running water through pipes?
It's the age of pipes, and also if you're worried, you can always install those filters and keep your water cleaner for yourself.
Okay, and so with lead pipes, you know, it is really about that filtration system.
That's correct.
Yeah, yeah. Well, congratulations, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Jake Tanner is lead water operator for Columbus Water Utilities, recently won a national award for great-tasting water, beating out dozens of other communities. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.